ama university nje amanengi asengani alina left kakhulu ngumbono walabo kakhulu abaku side le right na ku center kweze politics yala eAmerica. So babona angani uhulumende walapha indaba leya akayibambi kahle indaba ye Israel le Palestine le uhulumende akayibambi kahle babona ukuthi ngabe mhlawumbe qongosela kakhulu ku Benjamin Netanyahu Prime Minister wa Israel ukuthi alethe ukuthula kulesana isigaba ngoba sokufa abantu abaningi kakhulu ohlangothini lwe Palestine noma kwakukubi kakhulu okwenziwa Hamas ukuhlasela izakhamizi zase-Israel bebulale abantu abalinani elifika ku-1200 kuhlanganiswa labathunjwayo. Kodwa-ke manje ekuphindiseleni kwa-Israel sokufika abantu abedlula 34,000.
Ye baba Jamela, ubona zani abantu laba abatshengiselayo bahloseni?
Abantu basema-universities bathi akulingani lokwenzakalayo ngoba abantu abafayo esayidini le-Palestine iningi labo izakhamizi ngabantu makhaza abomama abantu besifazane nabantwana nabantu abakhulileyo. So ngokunjalo sebedecide ukuthi bayenze ama-strikes lapha bavala ama-university ngenkani ukuze uhulumende walapha asukumele phezulu azame ukufaka isandla kule mpi le phakathi kwe-Israel ama-Palestinians. Ngibona ngani uBiden naye kayibambi kahle le ndaba. Kodwa-ke njalo ngani ngiyayizwisisa ukungayibambi kwakhe le ndaba ngoba vele i-sensitive kakhulu indaba yama-Israeli kuleli lizwe. Ngathi amaJuda lapha indaba yamaJuda makunamaJuda phakathi indaba yakhona isukube nokuba sensitive okuthile okwenza kungabi lula kulaba abantu aba-electiweyo ukuthi bathathe isinqumo esibonakala singahambelani lezifiso zamaJuda. Yikho-ke okufaka uBiden esimeni esingalula noma nje uyazama ukubana akhulume noNetanyahu ukuthi bayeke into yabo le yokuphilisana kubi nabo makhelwana babo. Kodwa ngeke ibe lula ngoba influence ekhona kuleli lizwe kundaba zonke eziphathelene namaJuda isuka ibe sensitive kakhulu ukuthi nga ungumongameli kumbe ungucongressman or anyone ongabe evotelwa akulula impela ngoba indaba yakhona edila ne-Israel ine-support eningi kakhulu kuleli lizwe.